December 2, 1922. Jesus places three pillars in the soul of Louisa on which he can lean. I was feeling very afflicted because of the privation of my adorable Jesus, and if he makes himself seen at all, he is all taciturn. Then, this morning, he made himself seen in my interior, between two pillars. He was forming a third one between these two, and he would lean now on one, now on the other, and now on the pillar in the middle, which he was raising. Surprised, I said to him, "My love and my life, when have you put these pillars in my interior? Now you are more comfortable, if you are tired, you can lean on them." And he, without listening to me, continued to raise the pillar and kept silent. And I, "But, tell me, why don't you talk to me? What is the matter? Where have I offended you? Is it perhaps my reluctance in making known the truths you tell me that makes you keep silent in order to punish me? But I promised you that I would not do it anymore, and, remember, we remained in peace." And Jesus, looking at me and heaving a strong sigh, told me, "My daughter, I am working, enlarging, preparing, and when I work I do not feel like speaking. First I want to operate and then speak. To your reluctances I pay no heed, because the power of my will that acts in you is so great, that it crushes you if you do not do what I want. So much so, that after a reluctance of yours you are forced to run into my arms to tell me, 'Jesus, I pray you to make me do what you want.' You want it, I want it. And you do not let me go unless you see that your will and mine are one. Therefore, my silence is work, and so that the work I am doing in you may be more beautiful, more secure, more stable, I put it between two pillars, stronger and higher, of which one is my humanity and the other is my mama, and on which only can I lean. But two supports are not enough for me, I want a third one. But if I do not form it for myself, how can I have it? So, here is the necessity of my work. You will lend me the materials, which are all your acts done in my will. The more you do, the more materials you will lend me, and I will work hard in forming it, and then I will rest and speak to you. Everything I did and that which my dear mama did, will be connected together in this third pillar, my only purpose, that it may be worked with an eternal will which alone can serve as my support, and that this will may be known. I will put so much grace in it, that it will not only give me rest, but will serve me as pulpit, as voice, to teach in the most attractive, penetrating and convincing manners what it means to live in my will, that I may no longer be in the midst of my children like an exiled one, but my will may reign in them as on its own throne. Therefore, let me do, and follow me." Then, afterwards, he came back again, and continued to make himself seen in my interior, all intent on working. And we would look at each other in silence. I raised my eyes, and I saw the head of our Lord placed at the top of one pillar, and that of the celestial queen at the top of the other, both crowned. The third pillar which he was forming, was prepared for my head to be placed at its top. And the crown that was to crown it came out, half from the crown of our Lord, and half from that of the Most Holy Virgin. And uniting together, these two halves formed one single crown. I remained amazed and enchanted, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, have you seen how much I have to work to form for myself the third support, and how you must hasten to form the materials so as to let me work, and what height it must reach in order to accomplish the work of my will in you, and what crown must surround your forehead? Therefore, do not lose a minute of time, and let your flight in my will be continuous."